We have before us amendments to the Springfield Development Code for accessory dwelling units. And it might be best if I just go ahead and make the motion tonight, if that would be your discretion. Move to forward a recommendation to the City Council to approve Journal 811-17-57 TYP 4 amendments to the Springfield Development Code regarding accessory dwelling units within the city of Springfield city limits as proposed in Exhibit B with the additional amendments, and I will read those. Proposed section 5.5-125F is replaced with a text in paragraph 8 of the Planning Commission memo attached to the EIS. Secondly, further amendment to section 5.5-125 to provide a type 2 review process and standards to meet vehicle parking requirements, with a change to finding on policy 2.6 to remove the words abutting the property. Third, further amend proposed section 5.5-130 to implement options 9A, 9B, and 9C in the Planning Commission memo with the following changes. Under 9A, add except as required to meet the building code or fire code. Under 9B, add a replacement to item A that the tongue and towing apparatus be removed. Change item C to minimum roof pitch of 3 to 12. Remove item G and H. Under option C, change item A to siding, roofing materials, and windows shall be similar to those used on residential dwellings in the surrounding neighborhood. Change item B to entrances, windows, and balconies shall be located and designed with consideration for the privacy of residential neighbors. Allow attached ADUs to meet option A or 9A or 9C, and detached ADUs to meet options 9A, 9B, or 9C. Amend the following findings to be consistent with Planning Commission's discussion and recommendations. Finding for policy A13, finding for ORS 187.307, and finding for OAR 660-008-0015. Amend 3.2-3235 to reflect that type 2 manufactured dwellings may be ADUs, and amend 6.1-110 definition for type 2 manufactured dwellings to change the minimum roof pitch to 3 and 12.
Commissioner, two clarifications on that motion. When you were talking about option B, and you had said for item A replacing, I think it's in addition to, in terms of the tongue and towing apparatus being removed, that's in addition to the foundation requirement, I believe is what the commission wanted.
Under 9B, add a requirement to item that the tongue and towing apparatus be removed.
And then the finding is ORS 197, and I heard 187.
Okay. Revised to 197 per staff.
Question?
Yes.
I thought I heard A, B, 9A, 9A, 9C, all three of those as pertaining to attached, and I thought that those were the detached.
No. What the motion is that allow attached ADUs to meet option 9A or 9C.
Thank you.
And detached ADUs to meet options 9A, 9B, or 9C.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner James, seconded by Commissioner Bowes. To forward the recommendation as amended to the City Council. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously with one person absent. Okay. On to other business. Report on council action. You have any reports? Yes.
Council. Thank you. The council met Monday night. Two major items were the beginning discussion on the complete rewrite of the development code, and that was a pretty involved hearing. All, you know, the council members all favored the idea of doing a piecemeal approach. They're going to forward an awful lot of that to us. They made that very, very clear. They're going to specifically be hiring a project manager, not from within city staff, who will lead the effort. Anticipated that that will take from 3 to 5 years. There's you know, some push to address the issue of affordable housing. ADUs is all part of that, and making making sure the ground truth and paper truth kind of meet each other through a lot of discussions with people who implement. The other major item was discussion of an affordable housing strategy. They talked about, again, kind of like with the ADU, creating a multi-unit property tax exemption to encourage doing that. This would be a time sort of a thing, just like the ADU. Kind of debating on, you know, somewhere between 5 and 10 years, seeing how things go. They talked about some locations: Marcola Meadows, Mohawk. They said, Gateway came up and said, no, that's not really a good idea because it's already, it's a main arterial, so that's already a bad plan. Brief discussion on traffic and the homeless committee, downtown revitalization. Apparently there's some churches that volunteered to get out some sweepers and street sweepers and help clean up. The mayor thought that was a really good idea. We had a new city legal judge who's going to sit for 3 days a week. The museum, for those that didn't know it, got transferred to city management under the library. So they're working on getting the committee together for that. And that was it. Pretty busy night.
Any other reports? Okay. Hearing none. We all have Planning Manager Mott, I really appreciate you sending out those reminders. I think that's really helpful as to just letting, kind of keeping us on task with our City Council process, representing the Commission at the Council meetings. Have you had any feedback from Bob Dewey or the finance folks about presentation to the...
Still waiting.
Okay. I think we discussed during work session that we're looking for a work session related to the city's budgeting process. They're taking a very different approach now, and it certainly could impact Planning Commission, so we're waiting for staff to put together the program, come to us in work session. So, okay, any other business?
None.
Hearing none, we stand adjourned. She's going to revise the...
So we're going to need to revise it.
Really?
It's a big...
Then we'll get... There's a couple of words. I got to drive down and see that one down. There's one down on...
So Brenda, you'll like 40 seconds. Redraft this.
Yes.
There's 6A.
Yeah.
The bluff.
No, there's another one. It's down on side 40 second and like Jasper.
Probably be Monday or something.
Yeah.
40 second. There's that one too though, right? Oh, is it
The one I'm thinking about, I heard that it was
continuing,
you know, it's going to be one of them.
I heard it doesn't look like it looks at all like a tree.
Here's how we're going to give me. See you later.
Okay.
So the first question, because you're usually here a little bit before, it's like, what'd she do? It was great. I said, I think she has for Christmas.
It was one of those things where I was working, and then I was like, oh shoot, I have 15 minutes to go with it. And then it was like, oh, I'm super hungry, because I'm pregnant. I'm super thirsty, for sure. And then like, so my mom would have been
because you're pregnant.
Yeah, and then like a million cars coming down.
I'm just going to
sit here for 5 minutes and I'm going to be late.
We're good. You were good.
I said, I don't think she's doing until January sometime.
February. So tell them January and we'll be
concerned. Yeah. Okay, so we'll get that drafted up. We'll probably send it to you to review it.
Yes, please.
And then...